May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Ephesians chapter 5, and in verse 22 and 24, it uses a phrase, you should lay aside the old self, or you should put on the new self, as if that's something you should do now. But the language actually is it's something that's already happened. The tense is that it's already happened. I don't know why they translate it this way. So I'm going to read it the way it should be. This is verse 17. Paul talking to the Ephesians, and he's challenging them about their walk with the Lord. And when he uses the word Gentiles, he's just using that represents lost people, pagans. This I say, therefore, and affirm together with the Lord. This is a word from the Lord, he's saying, that you stop walking like pagans walk in the futility of their minds. So it's possible for a person to be a Christian and yet live like they're a lost person or in the moment. Now, I know that none of you have ever done that, but in a moment you respond to a situation or a circumstance or whatever. The temptation is if you were lost. So therefore I say, affirm together, Lord, that you walk no longer as lost people walk in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God. That's what's true about lost people. They're excluded from the life of God. We aren't. Because of the ignorance that's in them, then we aren't ignorant. Because of the hardness of our heart, we have new hearts. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. Then he says, but you did not learn Christ in this way. Fascinates me the way he puts this, because he doesn't say you did not learn about Christ this way. He's talking about a real encounter with a real person. He says, you did not learn Christ this way. If indeed you have heard him. Now listen to this phrase. And have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus. Now hear what he says again. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus. I love that because he's saying to us as Christians, that if you're a Christian, you've had an encounter with Christ. As a matter of fact, this encounter is so big that it's resulted in your becoming aware that you're one with him. And that the walk with the Lord is being taught in Christ. Not just taught by Christ, but taught in him. Taught what? How to live out the Christian life. And so one of the things that you and I should expect is that the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. The Holy Spirit will teach us about what it is to walk things out. Christians grow in with an increasing intuitiveness about what's God and what's not God. And it really isn't that complicated. I get mesmerized sometimes by Christians' behaviors, and then they justify it. And I'm going to go, one, we can show you in the book that what you're thinking is okay is not okay. You had to make that up on your own. But two, how do you keep resisting the Christ in you that's teaching you his way? Because it says he is the way, right? He's the way of the Christian life. He's the life. That in reference to your former manner of life, this is one of the things that the Lord's teaching you, you're being taught in Christ, reference to your former manner of life, you've laid aside the old self. In other words, if you're being taught in Christ, indwelling Christ is teaching you about his life, his ways. Teach me your ways, O God. That he's saying to you, that's the old self. That's the old man stuff. That's the way lost people act. That's the way lost people handle. That's a lost person's attitude. But you laid aside the old self when you became a Christian. Having laid aside, that in reference to your former manner of life, you laid aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit. One of the things that characterizes the old self is being deceived. That in reference to your former manner of life, you laid aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, having put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and true holiness. That's just so much stuff here. But there's a true holiness, not some phony kind of holiness that we want to call holy, but true holiness, righteousness that's in the likeness of God. Having put on the new self, being taught in Christ, the Holy Spirit teaches us what that looks like, what Christ-likeness looks like. It's not a mystery. It will never contradict the book. We have the book, right, to help hold us accountable. We have the church that helps hold us accountable. But I quote this a lot, but remind you that the fruit of the Spirit's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Anything at any time that doesn't look like that is not the new creation. Are there moments when you're not very kind or very patient to everybody? Even that person that pushes the buttons? The fruit of the Spirit's love, joy, peace. Not just you knowing peace, but you're being a peacemaker. In your home, in your life, in your situation with others. Love, joy, peace, patience. Is there a time when you're ever impatient? Towards anybody? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. Is there ever a time when you're not gentle towards anybody? Do you say harsh things to people? Mean things to people? Unkind things to people? Frustrating things to people? Act out your frustration, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Because if there's any of that happening, you need to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, because that is not the new creation. That is not a righteousness or a true holiness in the likeness of God. We don't get to make it up ourselves. And the thing I love about that next verse or next sentence in Galatians is that, and against such things there is no law. I mean, that's the stuff that's just working in you. And so we make it so complicated. We have to create these rules, but there's a rule of life. There's the law of the Spirit of life. The Holy Spirit's called the Spirit of life. And he has set you free from the law of sin and death. And so there's just this thing that's happening in us where we're being taught in Christ. Thank God for the book, but what's happened to people who are Christians who don't have the book, who can't read or write? Can we not expect Christ-likeness from them? Verses like this tell us, of course we can. Thank God for the book. But I thank God for the Christ who lives in me, and he teaches me in him. And what he teaches me, that in reference to my former manner of life, I can't act that way anymore because I'm one with him. He doesn't act like that. And therefore, I'm to be renewed in the spirit of my mind, having put on the new self. And that new self is in the likeness of God. in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. See, you say, well, gosh, Bishop, are you getting on this? No, I'm offering you something better. Living like lost people, even in the moment, isn't fun. That's why we didn't stay lost. Like, that wasn't fun. Amen. Amen. Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.